Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Typically, it's a party. I like to party, as I said. But, boys, I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to lie to you, man. Every now and then, get that blood boiling. We got to talk about it at four. This is a different one for me because that's a huge win for the Texans, and that was a win where I'm comfortable having the conversation as we did kind of indirectly a couple of segments ago about, hey, where do the Texans fall in the teams in the AFC or the better teams in the NFL? And right now, I think they validated by beating the Buffalo Bills that they deserve to be in that conversation, squarely in that conversation of top teams in the AFC. And it's crazy to believe, but when you watch that film, the Texans did not play good football. They did some good things along the way, but on the offensive side of the football, they did not play good football. In the third quarter, it was bad all the way around. The penalties happened again. I think they had six penalties in that one quarter. Seven, actually. One of them got declined, so I think it was six penalties.
Every week, though.
And the fourth quarter, there was two turnovers. In that third quarter where the penalties happened, I think the Buffalo Bills scored 14 points. The defense couldn't stop the run. The defense gave up some chunk plays, and they really struggled in that third quarter. Overall, I think as a team, I think the Texans, this was another probably B-minus game as a whole. I know the defense played great late. Special teams were really good when it mattered the most. But you look at it like special teams. You had a guy catch, I think it was two punts inside the 10, one inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah.
You had a punter have a 38-yard punt in that third quarter when it was rough. There was some special teams struggled at times. The offense struggled at times. The defense struggled at times. So it was really not a great football game for the Houston Texans, but it was a big win. Tape drop Tuesday, the All 22 came out, and I had a chance to lay my eyes on it. And fellas, I'm just going to get right to it. I don't care what folks say. I've had all I want of Dalton Schultz. I've had all I want of Dalton Schultz.
Wow, dude.
I don't know that I've ever witnessed a player less interested in physical contact.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that I've ever seen a player quit on plays when he doesn't have perfect positioning or the perfect pathway or perfect contact on a defender to try to block him.
I take it this isn't just this week for you.
No, it's not. I mean, Dalton, here's the thing. Dalton, I don't think Dalton's ever been a guy that you're like, hell yeah, man, he's going to crush people in the run game. But I'm seeing a level of quit, a level of softness, a level of disinterest, a level of what appears to me to be, it's almost appears to be pouting, actually. I don't know the dynamic. I don't know what's going on inside the building, so I don't know it. But as I watch the tape, it appears to be a guy that is not happy because he's not getting touches, a guy that's being asked to block really good players in the pass protection, a guy that's not, again, not getting the catches, a guy that's in the backfield playing fullback and leading up on linebackers, or at least given that responsibility, and he's not comfortable with it, he doesn't like it, and he wants to do other things. He wants to be in a two-point stance and running routes and be the leading receiver. That's what it looks to me like. There's a pouting factor going on. But either way you slice it, Ron, there is a level of quit and a lack of physicality that even takes the Dalton Schultz bar of like, he's a pass receiving tight end. He's not a guy that's going to get in there and get super physical. But he's understanding that is the expectation. Like, he is falling well short of that.
And you have talked about this with many guys that are still here across the offensive line, the tight ends.
Yeah.
Is Dalton at the top of the list for you in terms
Dalton took the number one spot for me over Laremy Tunsil. Laramie is clearly there is zero interest in being a physical offensive line, like going out there and imposing your will on another man and moving mass in the run game and pancaking guy. Like there is zero interest in that. There is zero semblance of that level of that type of offensive lineman when you watch Laramie Tunsil. There is a Laramie Tunsil and Dalton Schultz. Laramie, I wasn't going to bring you into this, but it's the truth.
Hit the money sign again.
Those, as the play's going on, those guys are looking around, making sure nobody's fixing to run into them. I mean, I could make a 15-play reel of Dalton Schultz giving unbelievably piss-poor effort.
What?
And on top of that, the drive in the second half that they kicked the field goal on, you get open over the middle and you alligator arm a ball that was it thrown perfect? No. But you're a $12 million a year pass receiving tight end. You make that catch all day. You make that catch in your sleep, right? And he doesn't come up with the catch. And then you get a catch and a guy, just absolutely smokes you, what appeared to be in the rib cages, and you get up and you roll the ball and get a 15-yard penalty. So not only are you are like, he is a liability in pass protection. He is a liability in the run game trying to just get a hat on a hat. He is a liability now with getting a 15-yard penalty and a liability dropping footballs. I do not know how Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans watch the film and don't literally have a serious sit down with Dalton Schultz. I don't know how you continue to run him out there with what we're seeing.
Well, I think to something that you said earlier, especially towards Bobby, and I think this is probably Bobby and D'Amico, is at least you got to stop running him in positions where he is vital in terms of what the play is in running the football, or he is vital in terms of the protection, right? Like
it's even disgusting when he's on the backside.
You've shown some clips of him being the fullback, and maybe that has something to do with British Brooks going out, and that's what they had to do. But he's like, you can't put him in those positions anymore.
Well, with Brevin Jordan out and British Brooks out, like you got to bow your neck. Like you hope you got a team full of guys that would understand. Like, all right, let me get in there and give you everything I got, Ron. The last video I showed you, because it's all over the place. The last video I showed him is. He's in the backfield, and it's the same play where Cam Akers ran the touchdown, but he kind of avoids the quarterback, and he comes up to lead up on, I think, a backer. And one of the defensive linemen runs into him. And it's like he gets pushed, I mean, stumbles backwards on him. It's just like the wandering around out there on a football field between the tackles, hoping you don't get hit is what it looks like, and hoping you don't have to hit anybody. It's this run game overall. I'll be honest with you, the attempt to run the football. We can blame it on Bobby Slowick if you want to. I don't care. I know it works Ron up. You can blame it on Bobby Slowick if you want to. But when you cut the film on and Bobby Slowick hands it, I'd rather him not hand it to Dare Agunbowale.